随着酒馆第13期课程接近尾声，我们的进阶口语课第15期的席位也已经被预定了将近一半，11月中旬就要开课了。下周三11月3号晚上8点，露露还有一堂免费的试听课。如果你对酒馆课程感兴趣，那就赶快联系小助手来试听吧，微信是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope Halloween Special. 欢迎回来，闲话英伦万圣节特辑。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and happy Halloween.
Basically one of my favorite festivals. Last year we were doing superstition in the UK.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about today.
Well, I thought for Halloween it'd be nice to do something a little bit historical and also a little bit creepy.So I thought today we can talk about witches.
Ooh, witches. 就是女巫。Okay, actually I have quite a lot of background knowledge in this.
I know, so that's why I thought it'd be good if we can talk about witchcraft in Britain.
Do you know that in university I actually wrote a paper on witch hunt?
Really?
Yeah, always been a fascinating topic.Like Alan was saying, it's not just a fantasy or supernatural topic. It has a lot of history behind it. So first things first, when you talk about witches in British culture, in British history, were they always evil? Were they always like an evil presence?
Not really, no. Back in medieval times and also earlier, there have always been witches. And a lot of them were generally seen as good.
They were seen as good.So what did they actually do?
Well, they were known as cunning folk.
Cunning folk.
Yeah, a man could be a witch back then. And they would help to cure people, help the crops to grow, women to have children. It was a type of folk belief.
It's a little bit like wu yi, that sort of idea. It's like witch doctor, almost.
Type of thing, yeah.
But obviously, if you read a lot of stories in the West, in Britain, witches were hunted, they were seen as really, really evil.
That was from around the 15th century.
15th century.
Yeah.
How did they turn from the cunning folk, which is harmless, helpful neighborhood people, to these evil presence?
Basically, it was caused by two kings. So Henry VIII actually made witchcraft...A capital offence.
Capital offence. 就是要杀头的罪。
Yeah.
But why?
Because he was worried about the influence of these witches on society. It was also about the church as well. But it was actually another king, a Scottish king, who then became King of England, James I.
So King James I was someone who was really scared of witches.
Yes, that's because he believed that witches were attacking his family.
Bit paranoid?
A little bit. But he was kind of educated king. So what he did was he wrote a book about finding witches.
Finding witches so that they can kill them.
Pretty much.
Ah.
And this actually started a witch hysteria when ordinary people started to believe that witches were dangerous.
Witch hysteria, 就是群体性的恐慌 and people were scared of witches.
Yes.
Because they were convinced by their king, of course. It's interesting that you talk about that he wrote an entire book about how to find witches. So how to find witches? What were witches like? You said they were men and women?
You could have some male witches, but generally they were older women.
Older women?
Yeah.
Okay.Based on what I've heard, they're older women usually living alone.
Yes, so they were outside of the community, normally an older, argumentative woman as well.
Argumentative, meaning they like to fight with others.
Pretty much. So they were seen as outsiders of the society. They didn't quite fit in.
It's kind of just, it just feels like it's the older woman in a neighborhood that shouts at everyone and nobody likes her.
Pretty much.
But...What other features do they have?
Well, a witch would normally have a familiar.
A familiar is an animal, right?
Yep, a familiar is an animal. It can be a cat, so you think of the black cat. But it could also be any animal. so-called witches had familiars that were frogs.
其实这个 familiar 就有点像魔法师或者说巫师的这种魔宠。There are animals, but they're not pets in that way. They also have magic.
Yeah.
They have a bond as well.
Yeah, they were like type of servant, or it was a type of demon, or it could actually be the witch themselves. They would turn themselves into animals.
So these were the features of witches, but how did they find them? And after they found them, what did they do?
Well, anyone could be accused of being a witch.
That's dangerous.
Well, it's very dangerous.
If your neighbors don't like you?
Pretty much. Or if your neighbors wanted maybe your house or your land.
And just say, you are a witch. And then people would join in, chime in.
Exactly. They would look for witches' marks, like a mole or a wart.
Oh, on the body of the witch.
Yep.
所以身上带什么痣啊或者什么猴子那种都会被视为是女巫的一个象征。I have a couple of moles. You make me worried.
I think everyone has a couple of moles here or there.
If you truly want to accuse them of being a witch, there are so many ways. But after they suspected someone of being a witch or witchcraft, what did they do? They sort of tortured them, didn't they?
In a lot of cases, they tortured them, yeah.It could be quite mild torture, like just not letting them go to sleep, sleep deprivation. But sometimes it could be very, very serious. And one of the most common ways was to throw the witch into a river.
Oh, this I've heard. So you put them in a cage, you threw them in a river. If they floated, like if they didn't sink, they were a witch because normal people would just drown. So if they floated...They were seen as a witch, and then you sort of kill them.
Yeah.
Have executed. But if they didn't, they just drown. Either way, they will die.
Well, if they sunk, then maybe that someone would be able to help put them out. But yeah, generally.
But it sounds like there's no way out, really, once you're accused. Pretty much that was it.
That's the thing. Quite a few witches...who were arrested, they were released. This is actually what the king wanted to try and do. He wanted to make it into a legal, scientific process.
let me guess. So the king wrote a manual on how to find witches, and there were all these steps, as in how do you torture witches. So I bet there were people who were professionally doing it.
There were. The most famous person was a man called Matthew Hopkins,who was known as the Witch Finder General.
I've heard of this, the Witch Finder General. It's kind of like the most professional guy, the top guy in finding witches.
Yep. It was just during the English Civil War, so lots of people were fighting, everyone was scared, and he was paid to find witches. And in just 14 months, he was responsible for the death of around 300 women.
Basically, he was a mass murderer.
Well, yes. He was a con man as well. He was just trying to get money. In the end, they arrested him.
Okay. I hope they executed him as well.
I can't quite remember.
But did he get paid? Obviously, he got paid.
He got paid a lot of money.
But when did it stop? Did it stop right after, I don't know, like Middle Ages?
Not quite.Actually, the last witch was arrested and convicted. She went to prison in 1944.
20th century?
Yes.
1944. You would think with all the technology, all the scientific development, why would people still believe in that?
Well, they didn't quite believe in it.
So what happened?
It was a medium.So a medium is someone who is able to speak to the dead.
Oh, 就是灵媒。
Yeah. So her name was Helen Duncan, and she would have seances.
Seances is a gathering where people would gather around the table and they would try to call out the medium, try to call out the spirit. 有点像我们那什么笔仙、碟仙那种叫降灵会 seance.
Yep.And it was during one of these seances that she announced that one of the biggest battleships in the Royal Navy had sunk.
Okay.
Because the soul of a dead sailor appeared.
And back then, the news didn't even make it to the UK yet.
It was wartime, so the government knew, but they didn't release the news. It was the Second World War.
So they really believe that she got it from a spirit rather than that she got the military secret from someone else?
Well, she lived in a port, so she probably heard rumours.
Mm.
And the fact that she announced this, the government was so worried, they actually arrested her for witchcraft.
For witchcraft? And that was still in the law back
then.
That
was still in the law. And she went to prison for 9 months.
I'm a bit surprised they didn't just arrest her for, you know, divulging or leaking military secrets.
Well, there's nothing against the law saying that if a dead person tells you a military secret, you can't say to people.
That's true. So witchcraft. But nowadays, I hope you have taken that out of your legal system.
Well, yes. 1950s, actually.
Ah, 1950s. So nowadays, if a person says, I can perform witchcraft, practice witchcraft, he or she will not be persecuted, will not be charged.
Nope. Mm. Actually, according to the latest census, there are 11,000 witches.
11,000 witches?
In the UK. Or Wiccans, as they're called now.
Ah, Wiccans are just white witches, harmless witches. That would be another episode maybe we can do later.
But you asked, when did it stop? Technically, it never really stopped.
Never really stopped. This is why, even nowadays, sometimes we describe like a, let's say, a massive paranoia where you think everyone's guilty. You still call it a witch hunt.
Yes.
Mm. So that actually was something from the history that was kept in the language.
Yeah.
Mm. But it would be, honestly, from my perspective, it would be pretty cool if you claim your profession is witch.
A lot of people do.
All right. On that note, I think we're going to wrap up. If, like me, you're also into stories of witches or witchcraft, leave us a comment in the comments section. And we'll see you next time. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
See you.
Bye.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG。我们在酒馆等你。